It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Once again, it's American Legion Baseball on 103.9 FM, KNZA, alongside Crendon Prophet, of course, from the Cobra Channel. We got Captain Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Night number two for the American Legion Zone 3 Baseball Championship Tournament. Seneca and Doniphan County, the first game coming up here in a matter of minutes, followed by a winner's bracket game tonight with the top two seeds in Hiawatha and Corning. If you missed any of the action last night, we went, Crendon, late into the night. It was just shy of the midnight hour. By the time we got out of here, we had two games that you could use a lot of ways and a lot of terminologies to describe what we saw. We saw a ton of runs, good pitching at times, bad pitching at times, good defense, bad defense, clutch hits, you know, just a little bit of everything. We saw a ton of runs last night, and obviously now these two teams, Seneca, Doniphan County, putting themselves in a spot where they got to win out, put themselves in an opportunity to get to state next week.
Yeah, yesterday we saw the whole shebang. We saw 12 total pitchers through both sides. All four teams went through three pitchers total. I mean, there was a lot, and not only a lot of pitchers, but just a lot of walks, a lot of hit by pitches, and just a lot of execution from the pitching point, just not, you know, on par of where they probably wanted it to be. But tonight, we got a great opening matchup, Doniphan County, Seneca. One of these teams have to win tonight if they want to continue on to play tomorrow. And, you know, Doniphan County, we saw a lot of great things from them yesterday. One of those things was Dustin Veach. I mean, he helped the team a lot. He had two RBIs, seven stolen bases, a single. He represented, I believe, four of the runs of the team. So, I mean, he just had a very great, outstanding game overall, and you kind of hope that kind of goes throughout the rest of the team, because unfortunately a lot of the other players went 0 for 3 up a bat, 0 for 2 up a bat, just didn't have that productivity. So for the rest of the lineup, it's about kind of getting to that level at that, because Dustin Veach, I mean, he's the leadoff, so he's who starts momentum, he's who you know, gets that to carry down the rest of the lineup, so hopefully that they can take that momentum and build onto it. Now, if you're Seneca, obviously, you know, you took a hard loss, losing by, you know, three touchdowns, 21-11 against Hiawatha, but you want to keep things going. You had 13 hits yesterday. You are the hot at-bat compared to this Doniphan County team. You've won against them in 2-1 matchups. You have outscored them 25-16 in runs of those three matchups. So, you know, ideally, you want to come in here, you want to be dominant. If you're Doniphan County, you want to just try to work on what went well yesterday and try to add some more positives.
Yeah, you mentioned that score with Seneca and Hiawatha, and we said it a couple times on the broadcast last night. Hard to believe. Seneca were on their home field, so we're here in Seneca, but they were the away team in that matchup last night because Hiawatha was the higher seed. So they took the first at bat in the top of the first. They hung up a five spot, had an early 5-0 lead, and before they get to the second inning, they're down 6-5, and then they go on to lose 21-11. So you spot yourself an early lead, you can't hold on to it. Again, pitching and defense, they had three errors in the first inning alone, five in the game. That really hurt them, especially when Hiawatha came back. But Hiawatha stayed more consistent on offense throughout the course of the game. Doniphan County, on the other hand, you know, they got down 9-0 to Corning in their matchup yesterday. You know, they tried to claw back in the middle innings. They got to within 9-5, but ultimately, again, we saw some clutch hitting. Race Fisher had a big night for Corning. They pull away for a 15-5 win again. So we got that winner's bracket matchup in the late game tonight with the top two seeds, Hiawatha and Corning. Seneca and Doniphan County coming up here in just a matter of minutes. Again, the winner moves on. They'll stay alive at least for one more game. The loser will be the first team eliminated from this Zone 3 tournament. Let's get you the lineup cards, and let's do it here for the first matchup of two here tonight on KNZA. Again, Doniphan County post 55. They'll be the road team. being the lower seed, so they're going to go like this and be on the first base side dugout. It'll be Dustin Veach, as we mentioned in the pregame here. He'll lead it off. He'll be at third base. Cooper Everly will be at shortstop. He'll bat second. Ryder Davis will bat third. He'll be at second base. Logan Blevins in the cleanup spot. He'll be out in right field. Beckham Griffin bats fifth. He'll be at first base. Pitching is Luke Bennett, and he will bat sixth. Hayden Paulino, the catcher, he'll bat seventh. Colt Jensen in left, he'll bat eighth. And Seth Judd will round it out in center field and bat ninth. So again, for Doniphan County, post 55, entering tonight's matchup with a record of 14-15. Veach at third, Everly at short, Davis at second, Levins in right, Griffin at first, Bennett's pitching, Paulino catching, Jensen in left, and Judd is the center fielder. For Seneca Post 21, they come in with a record of 11-7, coming off that 10-run loss to Hiawatha in five innings last night. They're going to go like this here in this matchup. Cooper Kramer leads it off. He'll be at second base. He'll be followed by Evan Olberding, who bats second and will play at shortstop. Jonah Dieters will pitch. He will bat third. Caden Peterson, the right fielder in the cleanup spot. Jack Mackey, he'll bat fifth and be at first base. Aiden Feldkamp catching, batting sixth. Reed McKee is at third base, batting seventh. Carter Hyken, center field, bats eighth. And Caleb Strathman, he'll be in left field and bat ninth. So again, for Seneca Post 21, Kramer at second, Olberding at short, Dieters pitching, Peterson in right, Mackey at first, Feldkamp catching, McKee at third, Hyken center, Strathman is the left fielder. That is going to do it for the pregame show. We'll step aside for a timeout, and the first pitch is coming up next.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome you back here on KNCA. Beautiful stuff with the national anthem here in Seneca as we get set for the first pitch. Game one of two here tonight. We had a double dip last night. We bring you another double dip here on KNCA. And again, a very important game, obviously, for both of these teams with Seneca and Doniphan County getting set to tee it up. And the winner moves on, keeps their tournament hopes alive for next week in Concordia. And the loser finds something to do until the fall seasons roll around.
Yeah, one of these teams, they got to come out on top. Let's just go over a little bit about Seneca right now. Yesterday, they did a great job up at bat. They had 13 hits. You know, despite the 21-11 loss, They had just as many hits as Hiawatha, 13, just like I said. However, it came down to the pitching. They went kind of into the depth chart pretty early, and that was just kind of the struggling. They had Olberding come out there, and I believe they also had to bring out – so Reed McKee started the game. Olberding came in, and then to finish it was Leaguer. So that was the three pitchers that came in. Tonight we'll have Dieters start off on the bump. But so it's kind of having that success with the pitching, of course, continuing that success with the at-bat. Olberding, he went 2-for-3 up at the bat. Peterson, he went 3-for-4, drove in 4 RBIs. So there's a lot of players on this team who, you know, had a multiple-hit day, and they want to try to continue that here. Donovan County, you know, they also had that similar struggle as Seneca, if not kind of more identical. The only difference is that Donovan County couldn't quite score as many runs. But, you know, both these teams, they did lose 10 by 10 runs to their opponent, just kind of in different ways. Donovan County, they're just going to have to work on that up at bat. It was kind of just the Dustin Beach show. We saw him just running the bases, and he's going to be the leadoff tonight. So as I mentioned earlier in the pregame teaser, his momentum is going to have to carry down the lineup. I mean, he's going to be the leadoff in, you know, Donovan County. They're going to start off with the at-bat first. So he's going to have to kind of set the momentum, whether he draws a walk like he did yesterday. I mean, he mostly was drawing walks. But overall, he's just going to have to kind of help his team lead up into that level of play, and then the rest of his players are going to have to be playmakers.
Most of the obviously the stuff that we saw yesterday, again, it was just very up and down. We have seen all types of games throughout the course of the summer, and we literally saw just a little bit of everything in the two matchups. But now Seneca, Donovan County here playing for a spot in tomorrow's first game, which will be at 3:00. Again, trying to keep their state tournament hopes alive, but the winner moves on here in this first game. Loser will have their summer come to an end. Moments away from the first pitch, American Legion Baseball. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And I want to thank as well Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. All right, well, we missed the cue here. Donovan County is actually the home team tonight. So Seneca is going to be batting first. It'll be, again, on the mound for Donovan County, Luke Bennett. And he will face the top three in the Seneca Post 21 order for tonight. It's going to be Cooper Kramer, Evan Olberding, and Jonah Dieters. And then if any one of those three are able to get aboard, Caden Peterson after that. So, again, we kind of talk keys to the game. I think both teams would just like to clean it up on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, it's just about the cleanup and, you know, more so defensively than offensively. As I mentioned, Seneca did great yesterday at bat. Just keep working upon that. Denton County, they just have to reach that up at bat. I know I want to just mention one thing probably Seneca appreciates is playing with a little bit of sun above their head. Last night, obviously, that game didn't end until about 11:05 p.m., so I'm sure they kind of appreciate a little bit of the daylight. So hopefully these players are well-rested and well-ready to play this game. Donovan County, their game ending around 8:30, so they got – or 8:05, somewhere around that time. So they were kind of able to get home, probably get real rest around 10 o'clock, but, you know, Seneca, those players probably didn't get home until pretty late at night. So on their side, hopefully that they got well-rested and got some energy, and I'm sure they, like I said, they're probably happy playing in the sun.
Well, yeah, Seneca, they're rocking the same jerseys as last night. Their green tops, red numerals, or excuse me, yellow numerals and lettering there, trimmed out in black, the gray pants. And then you got Donovan County rocking the normal baby blue tops. They got the red numerals and lettering there, trimmed out in white with white pants as well. So here we go, Seneca Post 21. Win in advance, lose your season, and summer concludes. And it'll be Cooper Kramer to lead it off here for Seneca Post 21, a record of 11-7 after the loss last night by a final score of 21-11 in five innings against Hiawatha. Seneca is 2-1 against Donovan County, so the fourth meeting between these two this summer, and the most important one as Luke Bennett throws the slab, fires in the first pitch, and a called strike to Kramer, and we are underway.
Well, it's a great way to start the game, just a strike down the middle, fastball, get that going. That's just what Bennett seems to do.
Well, Kramer had three walks in the game against Hiawatha last night. He also singled and scored three runs, so very productive as he takes one outside there. One ball, one strike. 6:07 for the first pitch. Off speed, that one bends inside, missing the strike zone, 2-1. Well, the first game last night, we were 82 feeling like 85. Tonight, it is 81 feeling like 83. So very similar. There's another called strike, that one right on the outside corner. And Kramer now evens up, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Batting from the left side, open on the stance. Bennett's a right-handed thrower. The 2-2. Just missed a little bit high with the off-speed pitch, and the count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Once again, a beautiful evening here in Seneca for some American Legion baseball. A 3-2 by Bennett is hit well. Line drive out to left field, but playing it perfectly is the left fielder, and Jensen makes a few moves in to make the catch and retire Kramer for out number one.
Yeah, Jensen got himself in a good position, just kind of lowered his glove right in front of his chest. Got a nice catch out for the flyout.
Here's Evan Olberding, number two in the order. Defensively will start at shortstop. 2 for 3, couple of singles in the game last night. He was also hit by a pitch and grounded out into a double play. Takes the first pitch outside the zone, 1 ball, no strikes. Defensive alignment pretty straight up and straightforward for Doniphan County behind Bennett. Next pitch a little bit outside, but it clips the zone and gets the call to even it up at 1 ball, 1 strike. Behind Bennett, of course, Paulino the catcher, Veach at third, Everly at short, Davis at second, Griffin at first. Off speed, that one's outside the zone, 2 balls, 1 strike. Jensen, who just made the catch out in left, Judd's in center, Blevins in right. A little bit kind of an overcast sky view is kind of how we look at it over the 340 sign in center field. Next pitch missing as well, so now 3 balls and 1 strike. That one a little bit low. Bennett shakes yes to the first sign here and fires a 3-1. And it's in there for a called strike on the inside corner, and back-to-back batters here in the first. He works it full at 3 balls, 2 strikes. We saw Kramer take a 3-2 pitch, line it out to left field. Let's see what Olberding does here. He'll foul this one straight back, and we'll try it again at 3-2. 3:30 down the lines here in Seneca, 3:40 to Den Center. Beautiful landscape with the ball field. Everyone working the fields, getting it ready for tonight's action, and that one is outside, ball four. Our first base runner, a one-out walk in the top of the first, courtesy of Evan Olberding.
Olberding didn't have any walks on himself yesterday. He went 2 for 3 up a bat, had 2 singles, even grounded down to a double play, scored 2 runs total. But, yeah, nice job staying patient in this game to first at bat.
So Bennett's first time out of the stretch, and he'll immediately fire to first. Olberding sliding back in safely. No harm, no foul. Dieters stepping in. He'll pitch tonight. 1 for 3 last night, a single, couple of RBIs. One on, one out here in the top of the first. No score, just getting going. First pitch to Dieters is a called strike on the outside corner. 2 balls, 1 strike. Then it sets chest high. Runner takes off, and Olberding pitches outside. Paulino's throw is a little bit wide of the target, and Olberding with a stolen base.
First steal of the game by Evan Olberding. That's just a great way to set the tone offensively, especially. I mean, yesterday you want to talk about steals. Well, there were steals all day.
A lot of steals, and we only saw, I believe, one runner caught stealing. Combined between both games, that next pitch a little bit high, and it's now 2 balls and 1 strike here to Jonah Dieters. Batting from the right side, rocking jersey number 24. Bennett's out of the stretch and delivers a fastball that's fouled straight back into the net, and the count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So a base hit could give Seneca an early lead. The runner at second base and only one out.
Well, we know how hot up in that bat they had yesterday. As we've mentioned before, it was 13 total hits for him, so good chance to score and run.
And Dieters had one of those hits with a single. He was also hit by a pitch. And there's a swing and a miss. It was caught by Paulino, a foul tip into the glove, and that is the first strikeout for Luke Bennett, so now there's 2 down.
Bennett is doing a great job of just attacking the outside edges. Of course, when you're kind of someone who attacks those corners, you know, the calls can be kind of 50-50 sometimes, especially if you're, you know, balancing that line, but right there he finds it with the fastball.
Here's Caden Peterson, first pitch swinging, ground ball, should end the inning. It's Davis, right side, throw to first, in time for the out. So a runner in scoring position, is left stranded in the same spot out at second base. So Seneca sends up 4, nothing across. We've played half an inning. No score. It's American Legion Baseball right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Gansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball, it is presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha. They're offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And then also Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Again, alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Bottom of the first inning we go, just getting going tonight. First to 2 on tap. American Legion Zone 3 baseball tournament. No score here with Seneca and Doniphan County. D.C., the home team, and Dustin Beach will lead it off and facing the right-hander for Seneca in Jonah Dieters. First pitch is a little bit outside for ball number 1, and the bottom of the first is underway. Well, we said it in the pregame. Beach had 7 stolen bases in the game last night. Pretty incredible stuff. He had 1 official at bat. He had a 2-RBI single. He walked 3 times as he takes a called strike there. 1-1. Now a hot shot. Shortstop side fielded by Olberding. Throw to first is wide and off target. And the runner Beach is going to be saved. So that is a throwing error. And Seneca, again, had 3 errors in the first inning last night. Their game against Hiawatha and their first at-bat they face here in this elimination game goes down as an E6 and Beach is on, and that'll bring up Cooper Eberle.
Well, 2 things there. Almost a great play by Jack Mackey. He turned around, tried to get that tag up. The other thing there is this is going to be a dangerous start here for Doniphan County as they already have Dustin Beach.
Speaking of Beach, there he goes, takes off to second, head first slide. He is in there before the tag, and he is in there safely once again.
Not only before the tag, but before I was about to finish my sentence, and the finishing of that sentence was before he gets a stolen base and goes the distance, and, well, he's
a game and change. He's now got 8 stolen bases from last night and into the early portions of tonight's game. 2-0 now, the count on Cooper Eberle. That's from the right side, backing up inside the box. Dieters out of the stretch, glancing at second, fires in a fastball, and just missed inside. And now 3 balls, no strikes. Well, these 2 teams played on Sunday in kind of the postseason set game after the seedings. Of course, Corning and Hiawatha played in the championship. So these 2 teams played each other on Sunday, and it was Seneca pulling out a 10-8 win. Doniphan County 1-2 against Seneca, and that one is outside, ball 4. So the first 2 batters have reached for Doniphan County via an error and a walk. And here is Ryder Davis, the second baseman.
Dieters just has to get comfortable here. I know there was the error on the first batter and here a walk, but just got to keep that mental strong and don't let what happened yesterday.
Dieters out of the stretch, 2 on, nobody out. First pitch is a called strike, belt high down the middle. No balls, 1 strike here on Davis. Bats from the right side. A little bit of cloud cover here again. Low 80s as we started off the night. There's a swing and a miss. Looked like Dieters might have took a little bit off that pitch. And Davis over the top of it, and he's quickly behind. No balls, 2 strikes. Beach at second, Eberle at first. No score, bottom 1. Doniphan County trying to get on the board first in this elimination game. Pitch by Dieters. Got him on the outside corner, called strike three.
Yeah, and that's just how you reset yourself after the walk. You go up and you get a 0-3 strikeout, just a perfect three straight fastball pitches.
So down looking for strikeouts for Dieters tonight. One out, now two on. Here is the right fielder, Logan Blevins. Pitch a little bit high, throw to third. Both are safe, a double steal. Holding the tag and kind of a shake from the third baseman, and McKee thought maybe he got Veach, but great throw by the catcher in Feldkamp, but a double steal. Now runners at second and third.
Well, as you mentioned, he held the tag, and because, and the reason why is because Veach did a whole slide around the base. He kind of swung out towards the outfield, but he kept his, I believe it was his right hand just on the base, so great work.
And now that one is low, kicks away, and that allows a run to score. So a wild pitch gives Doniphan County the early 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, well, we saw Dustin Veach yesterday. He scored on a stolen base, this time a wild pitch, but that's just because he's got that speed that, you know, if there's any minor mistake, whether he's seeing the pitcher look away from him or he's seeing that ball get away from the catcher, he can take off and he can get that run.
Right now, Blevins has the advantage. Two balls and no strikes. 1-0 here in the first. There's a called strike on the inside corner. Two balls and one strike now. So Doniphan County jumping out in front. They still got a runner at third and one out. There's a swing and a miss there. Pitch was a little bit outside. Blevins missing it. Now it's 2-2. Runner at third, Dieters out of the windup now. That one just missing a little bit low, and the count runs full, 3-2. Beckham Griffin will follow for Doniphan County. High fly ball, playable, left field. And teeing it up is Strathman, makes the catch, deep enough to get the run in. Productive AB, it's a sacrifice fly, and Doniphan County leads it 2-0.
Yeah, just a great situation to be in, just to be able to get a productive out. You know, when you only have one out, it's a great position to be in.
So now two outs and nobody on. Two runs across for DC. 2-0 advantage. Here's Beckham Griffin. So a run scoring on a wild pitch. And the RBI there, Blevins with the sac fly. And right inside the line, it's drilled down the left field line. It stays in fair territory. And getting on it quickly is Strathman to get it in, so it's a long single for Beckham Griffin, his first hit tonight, and that keeps the inning alive.
Yeah, great hit by Griffin, just immediately attacking the pitch right as he gets up to bat.
Here's Bennett, the pitcher. Right back to the stretches, Dieters, and that one's fouled straight back. No balls, one strike.
I also did want to mention, too, Griffin, he went 0-3 yesterday and struck out, or no, he didn't strike out at all, but He earned one walk, so to be able to get a hit here today, good for him.
That one just missed inside, one ball, one strike. Bennett's in the game last night against Corning, 0-1. He walked twice and scored a run. He's got a runner at first, two down here in the bottom of the first. Doniphan County out to the 2-0 lead, and there's a called strike on the outside corner, and Bennett falls behind at 1-2. Runner at first base is Griffin. He'll check that way and fire, and that is a swing and a miss, and the pitch was so low, it kicked the dirt, kicked away, and everyone's going to be safe. Well, it's going to be a strikeout, but the inning will continue.
Yeah, we saw something happen just like that yesterday, where unfortunately the catcher just couldn't get to the ball, and that allowed the runner to progress to first.
Well, I think when you're the catcher, you're taught, you need to drop to the knees, keep the ball in front. That time it was a scenario where Feldkamp just trying to use the glove to stab it on the dirt, and it was very tough to make that play in that scenario. So it gets away and allows Bennett to take first base. Griffin moves up to second, so now two on and two outs with the catcher, Hayden Paulino. That's from the right side, first pitch swinging, sends it out to center field, and it drops in for a hit. They will stop Griffin at third, and the bases are loaded with two down.
Yeah, great at bat. Just moving everybody up a base, and it puts everything into a very prime position for Hayden Paulino.
So now, Doniphan County, they scratched across two early runs, and now are putting together a little two-out rally with the bases loaded. Trying to add to it. First pitch to Colt Jensen is swung on and missed for strike one. Jensen 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts yesterday. Trying to put himself in a good spot here. Fouls off the next pitch, and he's quickly behind it. No balls, 2 strikes, so really needs to protect now. As Dieter's trying to keep this a 2-run deficit. He'll shake off one side, yes to the next. And bends in a curveball, strike 3 looking, and Jensen's down, and that retires the side. But a wild pitch and a sacrifice fly gives Doniphan County the early 2-0 lead. To the second inning we go. It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. And Helena Agri Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Brandon Crendon, Curtin Studio. One inning in this elimination game tonight. Zone 3 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Doniphan County here in Seneca, leading Seneca by a score of 2-0 as we go to the second inning of play. And Seneca post 21. We'll start it here with Jack Mackey. And he swings and fouls away the first pitch down the left field line, and he starts behind at 0-1. Mackey followed by Feldkamp and Reed McKee. As Bennett now has a little bit of breathing room with his team out to an early 2-0 advantage. Always better to play with a lead than from behind. Curveball missing outside, 1-1. Mackey in the game last night against Hiawatha, 1-for-2, an RBI single, had a walk and a strikeout. Batting here for the first time in this elimination game, and takes one outside, just missed, now 2-1. The sun peeking through the clouds. Clouds are a little bit darker over the right field fence. A slight breeze about 8 to 10 miles per hour out of the southeast. Another pitch missing outside the zone. Now 3-1. That one bent a little bit outside the zone. Bennett likes the first sign from Paulino. Out of the windup, swings it through. And it's a called strike, and the count runs full. 3-2. Well, two of the four batters he faced in the first, he worked full counts. One, he gave up a line out. The other gave up a walk. And now here is a little jam shot to the left side. Tough play fielded by Everly. Long throw in time. Had to wait for it deep in the hole in shortstop. It had kind of some awkward spin to it, but beautifully done defensively there by Everly at short. One up, one down here in the second.
Yeah, it was fielded just a little slow, but fortunately, Everly has just that playmaker in his arm. He was able to have a lot of good throw power and make that to his first baseman and Griffin.
Here is Aiden Feldkamp, the catcher, and he swings at the first pitch and lines it directly to the second baseman in Davis, takes two steps to his right, makes the catch for out number 2. So Bennett's wasting no time, quickly 2 up and 2 down, and here's Reed McKee. And the first pitch by Bennett's a little bit high for ball number 1. Seneca scored 5 runs in the first inning last night against Hiawatha and ultimately lost 21-11. There's a swing and a miss, and it evens up 1-1.
Well, Reed McKee yesterday, he wasn't in the batting lineup. He started as pitcher, but there was a DH in his position. There's no DH here tonight for Seneca.
Now a little bit upstairs, 2-1. Doniphan County leading Seneca 2-0 early in this game. We are in the top of the second. Bennett's trying to retire the side, 1-2-3, a 2-1 on the way, and a ground ball left side, fielded by Veach at third, long throw, beautifully done in time, knee high to the first baseman Griffin for out number three. Three up, three down goes Seneca. Pretty quick moving in that one. It is a 2-0 score. We'll head to the bottom of the first inning, right after this here on KNZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at NVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Doniphan County, a 2-0 lead here against Seneca. American Legion Baseball on KNZA. Number 9 in the order, Seth Judd, will lead it off here for D.C. against a Seneca starting pitcher in Jonah Dieters. First pitch low, missing the zone, 1-0. Two runs in the first inning for Doniphan County to take the early lead. One scoring on a wild pitch, the other scoring on a sack fly by Logan Blevins. Slow roller to the right side, going to be tough to beat Judd, the bag, and he does. Nicely done by the pitcher, Jonah Dieters. So it's hits between first and second. Mackey has to make the play from first and then underhand that toss to Dieters covering and just beat the speed of Judd for out number one.
Yeah, nice 3-1 play complemented by the finish of Dieters being able to outrun the bag against the batter Seth Judd. So, yeah, just great athleticism play. You love to see a pitcher who can kind of do a little bit of it all and can make some plays outside the bump.
Right, here's Veach again, second AB for him. And he reached on an error in his first at-bat. Took the first pitch curveball a little bit outside, 1-0. Scored that first run of the game on a wild pitch. Takes another one outside. 2-0. 8 stolen bases for him since the game last night. He had 7 in that loss to Corning and has already added one here in the early portions of this elimination game. The sun peeking through the clouds. But certainly a calm evening once again. Next pitch low, now 3-0. Veach from the left side, Tad open on the stance. He'll rest the bat on the left shoulder and take a pitch outside for 4.
Well, that's what Dustin Veach does well, other than stealing bases, is, of course, earning walks. Yesterday he was able to earn 3 walks, and now he's already reached base twice here tonight, the once off the air in the first inning, and now here earning a walk.
So a 1-out walk puts Veach on. That brings up Cooper Everly. He walked in his first at-bat. That is the second walk issued by Dieters. First pitch swinging, fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. And that wind does pick up a touch. It's pushing out a little bit more towards the right field corner. There goes Veach. He takes off. The throw is wide, and Veach is in there safely. Even an on-target throw is not going to get him, and that is another stolen base.
No, you're right. An on-target throw would not have helped that, but you do kind of want to be in the vicinity. That throw to second with a little off to the left side. You definitely don't want to throw past your shortstop or second baseman because anything that gets out of that outfield, you know Veach can take off the third.
Another pitch, fastball missing a little bit high and outside. 2-1 now on Cooper Everly. Runner at second base and 1 out here in the bottom of the second inning, a 2-0 Doniphan County lead trying to add to it. Leader Seth the Belt fires. And this one is popped up in the infield. It's going to be Dieters off the mound right on the third base line. He makes the catch for out number two.
Well, the athleticism from Dieters is just kind of showing. Obviously, he wants to start getting kind of some fastballs inside the zone and start maybe recording some strikeouts. But, of course, if you can record an out anyway as a pitcher, that's a great way. He had that nice 3-1 play where he got the throw to him on first. After he ran up to it, tagged it out in the bag, and then now just a nice little pop-up in the air. I was able to catch that for now.
So now Ryder Davis checks in. Oh, and a stolen base attempt, and in once again for Veach as he takes third.
He's just really patient. He knows if he sees that outside pitch in the corner and then it kind of offsets that catcher, he's going to have that time to beat the throw to third base, and maybe he'll be able to make it.
The 0-1 pitch a little bit high here to Davis. One ball, one strike. So runner at third, two down, 2-0 our score. Doniphan County trying to extend on their little lead and taking off for home again. And Veach for the second straight night steals home. Aggressive on the base pass is an understatement. Goodness me, just takes off as soon as Dieter starts going into his motion, a steal home, and it's now 3-0.
Well, at least this time we saw him stealing home. Yesterday he was just so fast, we didn't even barely were able to react to it. But that's just because he's able to recognize when the pitcher's not seeing him, and he sees that wind-up time, he's recognizing that, and he's already taken the sprint. The pitcher doesn't even know he's running, and he's already, you know, three-fourths of the way down there, and by the time that even throw can made it, it will work.
And there's a base hit to left field, so the inning continues. Nice piece of hitting by Ryder Davis, his first hit tonight. And a two-out single will bring up Logan Blevins.
Well, as I mentioned, Dustin Veach, what he does is he brings that momentum to this team as the leadoff. He's already scored two runs on this game. He already has three stolen bases. He's just doing his work.
A 3-0 Doniphan County lead. Batting with two outs and one on in the second. There's another stolen base attempt. Throw by Felkamp, and it's just a little bit late. There's a good stab by the shortstop there, Overding, to keep it in front, but that's a stolen base for Ryder Davis.
Yeah, no, it wasn't just Veach, though, stealing all the bases. A lot of this team was able to kind of also be able to make those same plays, stealing bases, and here, just a great example.
There's a high fastball missing the zone. Now two balls and no strikes here on Blevins. Had the sacrifice fly in the first, which drove in Eberle at the time, made it 2-0. Now it's 3-0 as he bats for a second time in the second inning. He'll foul that one away, makes it 2-1.
And also, that's complimentary to the Doniphan County just head coaching, being able to teach these players when to recognize the steal, because a lot of the times, you know, aggressive coaching with steals can result in some lousy outs, but Doniphan County, that's what a great job they're doing, is helping their players recognize when they should be stealing on the base paths, and they've been able to do that very efficiently.
Here's a 2-1 pitch getting ready to be delivered. There it is, and it's a fastball missing upstairs. Three balls, one strike now on Blevins with Griffin due up next. Doniphan County 2 in the first. They have added one here in the second. They have a 3-0 lead in this elimination game. And the pitch by Dieters is high, ball 4. So the inning continues. 3 walks now for Dieters. And we will get in early time in a meeting on the hill.
Well, right now, Dieters has already given up a single in this inning and 2 walks. Of course, he's made some both athletic plays getting off of the bump, but he's going to have to make some on the bump. He's got to get those pitches inside the zone, and he's got to get some strikes and record a strikeout or just put one in play, get that out. There's not been too many damages in this inning, only giving up one run, but, you know, hopefully on his part, at least that he can, you know, find some rhythm.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They're locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. So now 2 on and 2 outs for Beckham Griffin, who singled in his first at-bat, takes a first pitch called strike on the outside corner. Runner at second base, Davis. Runner at first is Blevins. Now Griffin, an opportunity here. Next pitch low and outside, and now a pickle between second and third, and a throw is a little bit off target, and the runner, Davis, is going to slide in safely.
Yeah, Davis was standing pretty much right in between second and third base, and the catcher recognized it, stood up, was hesitating to throw to third to see if maybe Davis was going to maybe try to head back to second. And then once he saw him take off, made that throw just a little off the line.
And a little bit of an awkward landing for McKee defending at third. And now they're taking a look at him there just to make sure he's okay. It might be looking at maybe his jaw. But another stolen base for Doniphan County puts him at the corners with the count 1-1 here on Griffin. But again, they're just making sure McKee is good at third. And kind of holding maybe his chin, maybe his jaw, kind of tumbled awkwardly as Davis slid in there. But appears to be okay and ready to go. 1-1 here on Beckham Griffin. Dieter sets at the belt, fires, and a swing and a miss, and it's now 1-2. In the process, Blevins taking second without a throw. Well, can Griffin come through? Now second and third, two down, but 2 strikes. The pitch. High fly ball center field. Should be playable. This is Hike moving to his right by about 3 or 4 steps to make the catch and retire the side. But another run is in, and an emphatic run indeed as Dustin Beach, a stolen base home after a walk. He stole second, stole third, and stole home to give Doniphan County a now 3-0 lead. We've played 2 innings, and we head to the third here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Hansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And also want to thank Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Alongside Crittenden Prophet, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman here at Seneca. First of 2 games tonight here on KNZA. This is an elimination game in the Zone 3 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Winner needing to advance, or will advance, I should say, to tomorrow's 3 o'clock game. Talk more about the bracket and stuff as we continue on. But right now, Doniphan County, a 3-0 lead here against Seneca as we start the third. And Bennett's back to work. He'll get Carter Hike here to start, Caleb Strathman to follow, and then Cooper Kramer after that. And the first pitch outside the zone to Carter Hike for ball number one. The center fielder closed on his stance from the right side. And reaching out for one and end part of the bat and just kind of loops it out to shallow center field, but enough time for the shortstop and Everly to go out there and make the catch for out number one.
Yeah, great play by Everly, being able to extend himself out into the outfield, look up in there and just locate. Nice flyout.
Here's the left fielder in Strathman, number 9 in the order, with one out and nobody on. His team trailing 3-0 here in the third. And a ground ball. First pitch swinging. Stabbed down by Veach. Nicely done. Throw across the diamond in time for the out. Well, all the teams we saw yesterday had some struggles defensively, but boy, Doniphan County has played some clean and crisp defense here in the early going.
Yeah, it's all what it comes down to is execution, and sometimes it felt like maybe the errors kind of unrhythmed the pitcher and just kind of messed things up just a little bit. So, you know, for tonight, not only the execution of the defense to kind of lead that momentum to the pitcher, it's going nicely.
And that brings us back to the top of the order. Kramer takes one a little bit high for ball number one. Started the game lining out to left field on a full count. Starts in front, 1-0. Next pitch in the dirt. 2 balls, no strikes. Boy, Bennett has pitched well. He has retired 7 in a row. He gave up a 1-out walk in the first. That was the lone base runner for Seneca to this point. Foul ball sliced down the field or down the line and left and over the fence and out of play. 2 balls and 1 strike. First pitch tonight was 6:07. It was 81 degrees. 2-1, a little bit outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Oberding on deck as Seneca looks for maybe a little two-out rally. Hike popped out to short. Strathman grounded out to third, and now there is a pitch low and inside. Ball 4.
Yeah, Bennett has nothing to worry about. He's already got his, he's already got 2 outs here. Just got to keep going with the rhythm here. Just, you know, 4-1 walk, just throw it behind you.
Second walk issued by Bennett. So now Kramer at first base with 2 down. Here's Evan Olberding, who walked in his first AB. So Bennett now has to go back to the stretch. He'll fire in a called strike number 1. So Seneca, they have had a couple base runners, but they have yet to record a hit. Luke Bennett, again, good defense behind him as well here in the first couple of innings. Runner takes off, and there's a swing and a little looper out into shallow left field for a base hit. The hit and run executed beautifully. And going first to third is Kramer, and Seneca does, in fact, have a little rally going with 2 down.
Well, it's nice for Kramer, at least, because he had a nice leadoff from first base, and he already was able to build that momentum with his sprint going to second to round it and then make his way to third.
So after a quick pop out and ground out, a walk and a single, and Seneca have him right now on the corners for Jonah Dieters, who struck out in his first at bat. Trying to get on the board for the first time. First pitch is a called strike. Olberding takes second base without a throw. So now second and third. Count 0-1 here on Dieters. 3-0 Doniphan County in the top of the third. Hiawatha and Corning in the nightcap in a winner's bracket game. Here's a high fly ball, shallow left field, trying to aim it correctly to make the catch. That was Jensen does so, kind of stuttered into it, but he caught it for the out. So the two-out rally ends up not producing any runs. So we've played 2.5, a 3-0 Doniphan County lead. We head to the home third right here on KNZA.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Also want to thank McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca. Crin and Profit, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman with you. Game 1 of 2 tonight. Doniphan County coming up to bat here in the bottom of the third, leading Seneca 3-0 in this elimination game. First pitch by Dieters to Luke Bennett is a little bit low for ball 1. Bennett struck out in his first at bat, but the pitch got away and allowed him to get down to first base. Did not come around to score. Takes a strike call here, and it's now 1-1. So Bennett's followed by Paulino and Jensen. Doniphan County leading 3-0, 2 in the first, 1 in the second. And this one is ripped out into left field, and that drops in for a base hit. So Bennett's his first hit tonight, and the leadoff man on in the bottom of the third.
Well, Bennett is getting it done defensively, and here offensively, getting himself as a leadoff man here in the bottom of the third up on base.
Paulino wasted no time in his first at-bat, rifling a single to left field on the first pitch that he saw from Dieters. Now steps in for the first time in the third inning and takes pitch high and inside for ball one. So one on, nobody out, bottom of the third inning, 3-0 Donovan County. And another one ripped to left field, and that finds the gap for a base hit. Back-to-back singles to begin the frame. Bennett's will stop at second, and Hayden Paulino is 2-for-2. So here's Colt Jensen, who struck out in his first at-bat, and now we get a called time. And we may see our first pitching change.
Well, one thing I was going to bring up here is just the difference in the at-bat here in this game. As I mentioned yesterday, a lot of people on Dauphin County were struggling to reach that at-bat, struggling to get that ball. But today they've already recorded, just trying to count up the hits here, just like four I believe, on the in total. And that's really impressive compared to yesterday where they only had one hit total throughout the entire game. I mean, still five runs produced off just one hit, but, you know,
well, it's going to be Jack Mackey, so a new pitcher is in for Seneca. So Dieter's taken off the bump after two-plus innings of work. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back after this on KNZA.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, the first pitching change in tonight's game, Seneca going to Jack Mackey, who takes the spot on the mound for Jonah Dieters. Dieters will go play defensively at first base as Dieters responsible for the two runners on for Donovan County. Back-to-back singles by Bennett and Paulino, and they're at first and second with nobody out. Donovan County leading 3-0 in the bottom of the third. Now Mackey will try to shut the door on anything that Donovan County's trying to put through it. First pitch by Mackey is a high fly ball, but out of play to the left side, and Jensen, who is in now, falls behind, no balls, one strike. Jensen 0-for-3 last night with three strikeouts, and his first at-bat tonight was a strikeout. Mackey's next pitch in the dirt, blocked by Feldkamp nicely, keeps it in front, one ball, one strike. Bennett's at second, Paulino at first. Back-to-back singles to kick off the frame. Pitch by Mackey is a called strike on the outside corner with the fastball. Makes it 1-2. So Dieters now playing defensively at first. He gave up five hits, three walks, three strikeouts. Again, he's responsible for the two runners on as another one's fouled back into the net, and it stays 1-2.
One thing that's really impressive is the arm talent here from Seneca, the pitching talent, I should say, because they've only brought in 13 players-ish to this game, and they've had five different people come in and pitch the last 2 days.
There's a half-check swing, but gone through enough for a strikeout. Jensen down, and Mackey gets a big-time first out here in the third.
It's a great way just to come in as a new, fresh pitcher. Yesterday we saw all the times pitchers would come in and have a slow struggle start, but for Mackey to come in here and to be able to deliver that fastball strikeout right off the bat, that's what he needs to do.
So two on and one out. Here is Seth Judd, ground out to first in his first at-bat. He'll show bunt, pull back, and it's a little bit outside for ball one. Donovan County leading it 3-0 here in the bottom of the third. Elimination game here. That next pitch low gets to the backstop, and both runners advance up without a throw. That will be a wild pitch.
And we made a mention of the backstop yesterday. It's a pretty hard backstop, and we have a big fence here. So most likely, if it hits it, it's going to kind of go straight back down, not much too much of a bounce back towards the catcher, plus a little bit of the distance. I'd say give or take about 15 foot from.
Next pitch, a little bit up and inside, so Judd in control, ahead in the count, 3 balls, no strikes. A walk loads the bases and then flips it back to the top of the order. And it is ball 4, take your base. Judd will do so. First time on tonight and 2 at-bats, and now the bases are loaded with only 1 out. And that brings up Dustin Veach, the hot hand on the path. Reached on an error, has walked, and has scored 2 of the 3 runs.
Well, Veach yesterday only had 1 single, but we'll see if he can get hot off the bat today.
Called strike on the inside corner, kind of ducked away from it, but catches the corner, makes it 2 balls, 1 strike. Bennett's at third, Paulino the runner at second, and now Judd at first. Jonathan County trying to add to an already 3-0 advantage. Next pitch a little bit up, now 1 ball, 1 strike. Mackey in relief, taking the spot of Dieters, and now in a tough spot. 1-1, gets away to the backstop, play at the plate is not in time, and everyone's safe. Another wild pitch, and Bennett's under the tag scores to make it 4-0.
Yeah, great job by Bennett recognizing the pass ball, just be able, wild pitch, and be able to get to that home plate, get that score. And Dauphin County, they're taking advantage here not only at the at-bat, but just at the pitching level too, be able to recognize when the pitcher is off looking or when he throws a wild pitch and be able to move those base paths.
So that run charge to Dieters. And the runner at third, Paulino, also Dieters is responsible for. So second and third, 1 out, and the count's now 3-1 on Dustin Veach. Another run added, 4-0 our score. Donovan County, they've scored in each of the first 3 frames. And now this is hit well, deep out into right field, backing towards the fence, and it one hops the fence. Dustin Veach about 25 feet away from a home run. He'll clear the 2 home. It's a 2-RBI triple, and it's 6-0.
Yeah, with the speed like that, for a second, you were almost thinking an in-the-park home run, but you know, maybe even he was thinking that, too, until he saw the ball get to the shortstop. But, man, he's got the speed, and he really kicks in acceleration, too. Once the ball just hit the fence and he knew he had the go sign, I mean, he was just rounding the base path.
That one just hung up. The right fielder in Peterson, he was playing pretty far in, so he had a long run and could not get to the warning track in time. So 2 across on the triple, and Donovan County's lead is 6-0 here in the third. Veach at third, still only 1 out. A 1-0 pitch is a little bit inside here to Everly, and it's 2-0. Everly walked and scored in the first. He has also popped out to the pitcher. Donovan County extending on their lead, and there's a foul ball right back into the net. Makes it 2 balls and 1 strike.
Well, I've already seen a wild pitch score one this inning, so you know, the pitcher's got to be really careful here, especially with Dustin Veach on third base. I mean, he's even willing to get to home without a pitch being thrown, just, you know, with the pitcher going through his rotation. So you really got to keep your eye on him, and that's what he's doing right now.
Another high fly ball. This one's deep out into center field. Hike tracking, looking up, and watches it sail over the fence for a 2-run homer.
335.
Just over that sign that says 340 in center towards the gap. And it hung up for a 2-run bomb, and Everly makes it now 8-0 Donovan County.
Yeah, I know we were kind of talking about yesterday just like how deep the fences are and how high they are too. Like I said, give or take, probably 15 feet tall. But here, that one, like you mentioned, elevated about 335, 340 down deep, but also just the height on the ball, the elevation.
Boy, how quickly this has turned around. So now still only 1 out. Bases empty. 5 runs have scored. It's 8-0 here in the third. The last 2 batters, Everly a 2-run home run, and right before that, Dustin Veach a 2-RBI triple. 1 ball, 1 strike, here's the pitch by Mackey, and a swing and a miss there by Davis, makes it 1-2. Davis has singled, he has also struck out. And Donovan County, they ain't messing around here tonight. Aggressive at the plate. This one has popped up, foul territory, third base side. Near the line and making the catch, Olverding from short. Nicely done. Good communication by those 3, and a big second out, much needed for Seneca.
Yeah, excellent communication. But also just go back to Johnson County, kind of to compliment the accolades right now at the moment. As I mentioned yesterday, you only had one hit through the entire game, but here they already have seven hits. That's the amount of hits they allow their opponents to have. So they're off to a great at-bat. Keep in mind, they came in the day 1-2 against Seneca, outscored 25-16 on runs, and here already they've scored seven.
One ball, no strikes here on Logan Blevins, who steps in with two outs and nobody on. Now he takes one on the outside corner, a called strike, 1-1. Two in the first, one in the second, five here in the third, 8-0 our score. That one a little bit low to Logan Blevins, makes it two balls and one strike. Mackey just trying to finish it. Ground ball, fielded nicely at third by McKee. Long throw, beautifully done to record the out, and that retires the side, but damage done. Five runs score in the inning, two off a triple by Veach, two off a home run by Eberle. We head to the fourth inning, American Legion Baseball. 8-0 our score here on KNZA.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Can't make it into the store? Shop with us online at fittedks.com. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Helena Agra Enterprise. People, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Also, Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Give Luke a call, 785-851-0785. Donovan County has blown this one open. 8-0 their lead as we head to the fourth inning. And Luke Bennett has pitched very well for Donovan County. He's back to it. First pitch swinging here by Caden Peterson. Lifts it out to right field and running into the gap and making the catch is Blevins in front of Judd, the center fielder. And just like that, one pitch, one out here in the fourth.
Yeah, great hustle by Blevins to be able to get over there, but also a great job by Judd being able to recognize that Blevins is going up there calling for the ball, and then Judd wraps right around him just in case if there was a drop. So, yeah, great communication from the outfield and oral execution.
So that brings up Mackey. Grounded out to short his first time up. It takes a called strike. And it's no balls, one strike. Get you the final line for Dieters here in a second as he was the starting pitcher, but Mackey came in for him that last inning. There's a foul ball, and quickly Mackey behind it, 0-2. So Dieters, he pitches two innings, gives up five hits, five runs, four earned. He walked three and struck out three in a total of 16 batters faced.
Yeah, unfortunately, only two of those strikeouts counted for strikeouts, one of them being dropped.
Here's an 0-2 pitch, curveball in there, strike three. Down goes Mackey looking. Didn't agree with the call, but just like that, two up and two down. That is just the second strikeout for Bennett. Again, the defense has been really good behind him. Seneca's been able to put balls in play, but they have not been able to get much going. 8-0 Donovan County here in the fourth. Two outs, nobody on. First pitch to Fellkamp a little bit high for ball one. The winner tonight keeps their season and summer alive. This double elimination zone tournament, state next weekend out in Concordia, will have coverage. Two of these teams remaining will be out there next week. It was Corning and Seneca last year, and it still could be both those teams here in 2024, but Seneca's got a lot of work to do here in this elimination game. Fellkamp now, two balls, one strike, lined out to second base, hit it hard, but right to Davis at second in his first at bat. Now he fouls this one away to make it 2-2. But again, Bennett's faced just 4 in the first. He retired him in order in the second. He did face 5 in the third, but now it's a chance to go 3 up and 3 down for a second time tonight. Here's a 2-2. Called strike 3 on the outside corner, and down looking goes Velcamp. 3 up and 3 down, 3 strikeouts for Bennett. We have played 3.5. It's 8-0 Doniphan County here on KNZA.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. They're online at sailorinsurance.com. Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And also Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. They are online at highlandcc.edu. Brandon, Crendon, Kurt. Now we're getting a little overcast here in Seneca tonight, but certainly calm conditions so far. And one thing not calm, Crendon, is the Doniphan County lineup, an 8-0 lead and a chance to try to put this one away potentially early and move on to the 3 o'clock game tomorrow afternoon.
No, they've been deadly. As I mentioned, 7 hits today that they've recorded. They've dominated against both of the pitchers, Dieters and Mackey, from Seneca.
So Beckham Griffin will lead it off here for Doniphan County. His third at bat tonight, he's 1-for-2. He's got a single. He also flew out to center. Mackey back to work. An off-speed pitch catches the outside corner, and quickly Griffin behind it, 0-2. Out of the windup, sets and delivers. That one just missed on the outside corner. That was close, but no cigar. 1-2. Luke Bennett will follow. Hayden Paulino after that. Ground ball. Hit sharply, fielded nicely by McKee. Long throw across the diamond in time for out number 1. Griffin now 1-for-3. Here's Bennett. He has pitched well for Doniphan County. He also has a single and a run scored. 8-0 Doniphan County here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They scored 2 in the first, 1 in the second, blew it open with 5 in the third. You had a 2-RBI triple by Dustin Beach. That was immediately followed by a Cooper Eberle 2-run home run over the fence in left center field. There's a 1-0 swing and miss there. Then it's now evened up. 1-1. First of 2 games tonight here on KNZA. There's a called strike to make it 1-2. The winner's bracket game tonight, top 2 seeds. It'll be Corning and Hiawatha. This one here, an elimination game. And right now, Doniphan County checks the advantage mark. It's 8-0 score, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Bennett for out number 2. So 2 up, 2 down. Here's Paulino. Paulino's had a good night. 2-for-2, couple of singles, and a run scored. Comes up here in the bottom of the fourth for a third time. Again, 2-for-2. 2 outs, nobody on. Takes first pitch a little bit outside for 1.
Well, for Seneca right now, this is the inning that you need to have, a 3-up, 3-down inning defensively. Keep yourselves in this game.
Next pitch in the dirt makes it 2-0. Bats on the right side, open on the stance, and he fouls that one straight back to make it 2-1. Well, the combination between Dieters and Mackey pitching here for Seneca, as Mackey looks for a 1-2-3 inning, they have not done that through the first three against Doniphan County tonight. That next pitch is outside to make it 3-1. They face 8 in the first inning, 6 in the second inning, and then 8 more in the third. Chopper to the right side, fielded on a nice hop, bobbled for a second, but getting it over to first in time is Kramer for the out. So it is a 3-up and 3-down frame for Mackey. We head to the fifth inning of play. It's all Doniphan County, 8-0 our score here on KNZA.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware. We're in Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
For comprehensive coverage that fits your life, trust SBS Insurance. Whether it's life, personal, farm, or commercial needs, we've got you covered. Call us today for tailored insurance solutions that protect what matters most. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And also want to thank Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. 8-0 Doniphan County in this elimination game. Seneca coming up to bat here in the top of the fifth inning, needing to get something going here, but it's been hard against Luke Bennett, who's given up just one hit tonight, and his defense has played well behind him.
Yeah, Seneca's already had two innings so far this game where it's been 3-up, 3-down. They got to get – it's go time right now. They got to score some runs because – if they can't score any productive runs here in the top of the fifth, if they allow 2 runs to Doniphan County in the bottom, that's game and they're out of here.
There's a foul ball there by Reed McKee, and he falls behind quickly. No balls, 2 strikes. Carter Hike will follow. Caleb Strathman after that. This elimination game, the first elimination game officially here in this 4-team tournament. Not a heavy tournament, but we certainly got the 4 best teams here. And there is a strike on the outside corner called. McKee watched it all the way, and it is a strikeout again for Bennett. He has struck out the last 3 he has faced, and now 4 strikeouts in the game.
Man, Bennett has been an absolute stud today. You know, when we watched yesterday, we went through 12 pitchers total. No one really went through more than just 2, maybe 3 innings. But here, Bennett is coming out, and he's being aggressive, and he's finding the strike zone, and his fastball looks great.
Just missed that fastball in the outside corner to Carter Hike. Popped out to short in his first time up. The 1-0 is a called strike, and it's 1-1.
Bennett is also doing a great job, as I mentioned, just kind of attacking around the corners. He can really find those spots, and he's got a good paintbrush going around the canvas.
Cruising along right now is Bennett. He fires one in there. He's really trying to paint that outside corner. That time didn't get the call, and it's 2-1. It has been relatively quiet for the Seneca bats here tonight. That's a called strike on the outside corner. Now 2-2.
Yeah, and he goes to that corner 3 straight times. It's kind of a gambling game on seeing if you're going to get that call, but he's got it 2 out of 3 times now. We'll see if he maybe goes back to that corner.
And that one is hit well. Left side, stabbed down by Veach. Takes his time, low throw. Griffin digs it out for the out. Another good defensive play by Veach. And 2 up and 2 down here in the fifth.
A little bit of a slow gather, but overall, Griffin, nice arm. It had a little bit of one hop before it was able to make its way to the first base, but overall, good play.
Now, 6 in a row retired, going back to the third inning for Luke Bennett. He has struck out 4 in the game so far. He has walked just 2, and he has given up just 1 hit. First pitch missing here to Strathman, and it's 1-0. Strathman grounded out to third. in his first at bat. Here in the fifth, two out, nobody on. Next pitch a little bit high, 2-0 the count. Now one hit in the third inning off the bat of Evan Ulberding, which was a single. 2-0 count, two outs, nobody on. Next pitch outside, and it's 3 balls and no strikes.
Yeah, Ben's just getting a little bit out of control with the fastball, but we kind of talked about it. He kind of paints around those corners, so you're not always going to get those calls. It's a little bit of a gamble here, so you might try to go a little back into the zone.
And that one is high, ball four, and the inning continues. A two-out walk to number 9 in the order, Caleb Strathman. Third walk issued by Bennett. That's going to get us back to the top of the order with Kramer, who is 0-for-1 with the walk.
Well, even with two outs right now, Seneca has to find a way to be productive. As I mentioned, they got to get some runs here because if Duff County scores just 2 here in the bottom, they can win it.
Wow, what a stab at first by Griffin. Saved extra bases and potentially a run. An absolute web gem defensively. And 4 just faced by Doniphan County here in the fifth inning. Beautiful defense once again for D.C. 8-0 our score to the home fifth we go here on KNCA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
103.9 FM KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA continues alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman here in Seneca. Right now, Doniphan County in control, leading Seneca by a score of 8-0 as they come up to bat here in the bottom of the fifth in this elimination game. Jack Mackey back on the rubber for Seneca. First pitch to Colt Jensen is low and outside for ball one. And the bottom of the fifth is underway.
Well, Doniphan County has not only the advantage 8-0, but they have the advantage to end the game right here, right now, just requiring 2 runs. So on deck currently now is Colt Jensen. As of right now, he represents the game-winning run.
Next pitch in the dirt, a little bit outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Jensen's 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. Second time facing Mackey in this game tonight. Another pitch in the dirt outside. 3 balls, no strikes. Seth Judd will follow. Dustin Beach after that. The big blow by Doniphan County was in the third inning. They were up 3-0, but they got a 2-run triple from Dustin Beach and a 2-run home run by Cooper Everly. There's a low and inside fastball, and that is ball number 4, and that is a 4-pitch walk to Colt Jensen. First time in the tournament that Jensen has reached base. Struggled last night with 3 strikeouts, but able to get on base here to lead off the bottom of the fifth, and now Seneca wants a meeting on the bump. Will that be it for Mackey? Doesn't appear to be so. Looks like they'll keep the ball in his glove.
Yeah, good shoulder pad just by the coach. She's settling the mentality here because, you know, he knows the situation, right? There's already a runner on first here. I mean, that's Colt Jensen, and now the representing run is actually Seth Judd. I mean, he has a good shot here on getting himself on base, and then we go back up to the top of the order with the most dangerous player there, Dustin Veach. And you know what he's been able to do? We saw his bases clearing triple in just the inning before that. And so, I mean, you're coming up to a very dangerous next couple batters at the top of the order, especially with Cooper Everly, who hit that 2-run shot homer.
So here we go. After the meeting, Mackey settles in. Runner at first base is Jensen with nobody out here in the home fifth. 8-0 Doniphan County. 2 runs will end it here. There's a foul tip, Jund into the net, and it's no balls, one strike. He walked in the third, came around to score, also grounded out to first. Mackey sets, chest high. Not much of a lift there. Fires right down the line. Just foul. Just got out in front of it enough, and now Judd needs to protect. He's behind it 0-2. Well, we got a lot of cloud cover pretty quick here.
Yeah, we had a little bit of cloud cover earlier when we started this about 6 o'clock, and you know, a little sun shining down, but now we got about no sunshine, and it's a very dark overcast now. I mean, not too dark, but just a little bit of dark blue.
Lights are on here in Seneca. Seneca post 21, Doniphan County post 55. Runner at first base, Jensen, after a leadoff walk. He's got a three-step lead and takes off. The pitch is in there, called strike three, so not a strike him out, throw him out. They got the first part of it. In the process, Jensen a stolen base, but Judd is down on strikes.
Well, it's good on Jensen just be able to make his way to second base. I mean, you're already down one out, but still in a great position here to control this game and end it on your own. But now it comes down to Dustin Beach, who represents the game-winning run. And what better of a player who started the scoring for this team in both games that they've played here in this tournament, and he has a chance to even end it here.
First pitch, curveball in the dirt, and it's one ball, no strikes. Again, Beach, his first at-bat tonight, reached on an error. Stole second, stole third, scored on a wild pitch. He walked in the second, stole third, stole home, and then he had the big two-run triple in the third, and now he sends a rocket shot out to center, but Hike was playing it perfectly. Didn't have to move much to make the catch. It was well struck, but right into the glove of Hike, the center fielder, for out number two.
Well, I can tell you one great thing that Seneca just did, and that's to get out Dustin Beach. I believe that's the first time he's gotten out through both of these games he's played, and that's an accomplishment right there. So right now, Seneca just walked a player.
Yeah, they intentionally walked Cooper Eberle, who hit one over the 340 sign in center field the last time he was up. So they are going to rely on Ryder Davis now. So they intentionally walk Eberle. Beach just retired there, so you got Jensen at second. And Eberle at first with two down. And the first pitch, low and in the dirt, gets away, and both runners advance.
Well, see, it's a great decision avoiding pitching to the guy that just hit a home run, but unfortunately, the downside of that is you put two runners on, and those are the two runners that you need to score, and now those runners are in a scoring position after that wild pitch, both on second and third base, and Rodriguez has already hit single so far this game.
There's a swing and a miss there over the top of that fastball. One ball, one strike here on Davis. Can end the game, basically. Or I say basically, could end the game potentially with a hit if both runners were to come in and score. There's a foul ball out of play. Cars beware, and it's 1-2.
Well, now he's got protection on 1-2 count, but I'd say, you know, in his shoes, just be aggressive. Try to drive in those runs. It's no harm, no foul to get out here. But I think in his situation, be aggressive. Try to drive in those two base runners while you're in a prime position too.
Mackey's 1-2 is launched out of play, foul. Once again, cars beware. Wait for it. And we're clicking out. Nice attack. You almost got me there. Not going to lie.
I think people say I make a great sound alarm impression or car alarm.
Is that something you're known for?
No.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure. Probably something Kurt's known for. And a rocket shot on a high hop, and it gets out into center field. One run is in. And they will hold the run in at third. Hike got it in quickly, so it's now 9-0. They had to leave Eberle at third base. They couldn't score them both, but Jensen is in. And RBI for Davis gets the second on the throw. And now Blevins comes up, and they intentionally walk him.
Well, at this point, it makes sense to intentionally walk because all it takes is one run to score, and that one run is already sitting at first base, and you got two outs, so it's all about just clicking it out and going against what you maybe consider the weakest batter in the order.
Well, multiple options here to potentially end this game, and a rocket shot off the third base coach. Took it right off the back. Wow.
That had a lot of power to it. I'm sure that one did not feel great.
He holds a smile. It's all good. But not enough time to get out of the way of that line drive strike. It'll be no balls, one strike here on Griffin. The bases are loaded with two outs, a 9-0 lead. One run is all Doniphan County needs here to win the game. And this is hit well, left side, and it's botched by the third baseman in McKee, and that ends the game. The run rule victory for Doniphan County. They scored two runs with two outs in the fifth to put it away, and they keep their state tournament hopes alive with a 10-0 five-inning win over Seneca. Seneca, the first team eliminated from this tournament. Our postgame show is next. Stick around. We got more coming your way here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile spray.
Pain management solutions offered at NVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop hail protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Doniphan County post 55, advancing in the Zone 3 tournament, and they survived the elimination game by beating Seneca post 21, 10-0 in five innings. A run rule win here in this elimination game tonight. Our winner's bracket contest coming up here in about 25 minutes or so. That's the top two seeds here with Hiawatha and Corning. Certainly super excited for that one here coming up in just a little bit, but impressive tonight. It's really across the board for Doniphan County. Again, they struggled a little bit in both aspects, offensively, defensively, pitching in their loss last night to Corning, but defense was crisp. They got a great start from Luke Bennett, timely hitting, and they're able to put it away in five innings, and Seneca season and summer come to an end.
Yeah, no, it's an unfortunate game for Seneca, especially after coming, you know, I know it's unfortunate that they lost yesterday, but they had 13 hits, so it seemed like they had the momentum coming into the day, where Doniphan County only had one hit. So when you pair those matchups of the momentum from yesterday, and then you consider the fact that coming into the day, Doniphan County is 1-2 against Seneca, well, now 2-2 against Seneca, and up to this point, they were 25-16 being outscored in runs. But now they outscored runs 26-25 against Seneca as they were able to come up with the 10-0 win. So a great victory for Doniphan County, and they did all the things I said that they needed to do in the pregame. I said that Dustin Veach needs to get things started, to get things hot, and to carry that momentum down the lineup, and that's exactly what happened. The lineup carried everything that he did. When he hit that triple in that third inning, what did Cooper Everly come up and do? He hit a two-run shot, 340 deep, elevation probably about 20 feet in the air once it kind of dropped down over the fence. So, I mean, it was a great home run shot by Cooper Everly, but it all kind of all that gets set up by Dustin Veach because he's just a great player, and we'll talk about him, especially when we're doing our player of the game. But then also another player of the game that we also consider is Bennett. Bennett's had an absolutely monster game, the four strikeouts, the one hit. He allowed to be given up. He had a single, and he had a run scored. So the two of those players had a monster offense and defensive performance, and that's what it takes. We saw kind of a lack of that yesterday where there was just offense, 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 not much defense. And Donovan County, who struggled yesterday getting outscored 15-5, come up today and show out 10-0, and now they have a chance to continue going. Unfortunately for Seneca and a lot of these players, this is the final for baseball in Legion, but you know, many of them are going to keep going and keep up with that success. I know football is starting up, and I'm sure Carter Hike is getting ready. I mean, I'm sure he's probably ready for football himself with Nemaha Central, and camp's just starting up just a couple weeks ago, so balancing both baseball and football, you know, kudos to a lot of these athletes. So I give a shout out to Seneca, and it's also great for them to be able to host this. It's great seating, great environment. Even when it was 11 o'clock yesterday and everyone was, you know, falling asleep with blankets on, it was all great. And so everything they've done here is great from the team to the environment.
Our player of the game is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. And, you know, I think we're going to go a little bit kind of rarefied air here, and I think we're going to give a double here. I think we're going to go two ways here. We got to give it to Dustin Veach, and that kind of goes back to what he did last night despite the loss. He had 7 stolen bases. He had 5 more today. He has stolen 12 bases in 2 games, number one. And, of course, he had the big 2-RBI triple in the third, and that's when it was followed up by Cooper Everly's 2-run home run. That was really the big blow that kind of put the game away. But Dustin Veach, we're going to give him a nod for player of the game, not just for his performance, but just kind of going back to, again, what he was able to do last night. And then got to give one to Luke Bennett as well, man. For as bad and inconsistent as the pitching was for all 4 teams yesterday, you got Luke Bennett, who comes out here, 5 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. So, again, got some crisp play by his defense, but he was nails, man. And we didn't really see that dominant of pitching by any team last night. But, boy, he came out, fired a gym, and obviously the offense helped him out as well.
Yeah, no, it's great because he did a complete game. He pitched all 5 innings, and that's something that we didn't see yesterday at all. As we mentioned, all teams yesterday, we saw 12 total pitchers. Each team went through 3 different pitchers. And here today, Seneca, they only went through 2 pitchers. So, you know, they got a little bit more production out of their pitching group. Seneca got 2 pitchers that went through the rotation. But Dauphin County with Bennett's just absolute dominant performance from Luke Bennett, being able to play up that level of that competition and to be able to go all those 5 innings and to have a complete game. Almost had a no-hitter, too, only giving up 1 hit, but overall just excellent. And also on the back end of things, because he only had 4 strikeouts, so he had a lot of assistance from his shortstop, third baseman, and, of course, everybody who contributed out in the outfield.
So Donovan County advances and keeps their summer alive. They survived the elimination game, go to 15-15. So now we got Corning and Hiawatha coming up here in about 20, 25 minutes or so. So the loser of this next game will play Donovan County at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and the winner of that game will play the winner of this Hiawatha and Corning matchup at 5 o'clock. So, again, we got games at 3 and 5. Donovan County will get the loser of this one, with Hiawatha and Corning at 3 o'clock. Again, Seneca's season and summer ends with a record of 11-8, but Donovan County survives. And, again, shout-out to our co-players of the game. Again, we go Luke Bennett and Dustin Veach for Donovan County. All right, so we're going to take a break real quick. Final tallies before we do so. Kurt Kilman will keep you locked in on KNZA for the next 15 or so minutes. But our final tallies in this 5-inning, 10-0 victory for Donovan County. Donovan County post 55, 10 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 7 men on base. Seneca post 21, no runs, 1 hit, 2 errors. They left 4 on base. Again, that's going to do it for us. Oh, yeah, by the way, game time, 1 hour and 17 minutes. We will go ahead and send it back to the studio. Kirk Kilman takes it away, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes or so for our nightcap ball game with Hiawatha and Corning. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.